Hey, yo, new phone, who this? It's the mad, chronically ill girl, bitch. Welcome to the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. I'm your host, Sonya D. I am the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. I mean, who else did you think was going to be here? Yes, my friends, I'm here. I am deep in my coronavirus bunker. I know I said I'm here, but just barely with you guys today. I don't mean that in a funny kind of way. I mean that seriously. Okay, I had a COVID-19 scare. I sure did. I don't know where I would have been exposed to this, but I'd like you guys to listen to my story for just a moment. Let's just hop right in it today. My symptoms. Okay, I woke up. I do like to sleep with a fan. And I guess I like it for the noise. And I know it's not really like good for me and stuff like that, but I woke up feeling kind of peakish, kind of ugh. You know how you have that head cold feeling? I had post-nasal drip. My throat was a little dry, a little sore. Not too bad. And I just felt tired and ill. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, where have I been? What have I done? What's going on? You know, I mean, because it's so scary to know that there's this disease out there, this virus that people are getting. And it's doing a number on people. And it's like, oh my God, did I do this? So, I sat there for a few days. I mean, guys, I was in tears, you know. And I did what I could for myself. I closed myself off in my room. I wouldn't allow my daughter in my room. I do have my own private bathroom. So, I mean, that part was okay. But I just pretty much sat in my bed and cried and just like, oh my God, what happened if I expose myself to this? So I sent an email to my doctor and I kind of let him know through this website called MyChart. And I let him know like, hey, this is what it is. This is the situation and I'm afraid. So he emailed me back later that night and said, okay, Sonya, I have scheduled a test for you. Go take it. Now I was doing an EEG test from home. They do that nowadays where I had a camera on me, so I couldn't have it done that day, and they weren't testing over the weekend, so I had to wait until Monday. So I took my test yesterday. Today is Tuesday as I report this, and I got a lovely phone call today from the doctor's office. I mean, I knew, like, I got sick last, I felt starting to get my sick, like, Monday, Tuesday of last week, and I did not spike a fever. I never had a fever. I never had anything like that. Just a little chest discomfort, a little back discomfort. You know, these are things that you guys have had if you've ever had a common cold or upper respiratory infection, okay? And, you know, my doctor also wrote in that email, like, yeah, that's what it sounds like, but I cannot rule out COVID-19. Take the test. So I got this lovely phone call today from a very nice guy who thought it was so hilarious that I was so, you know, crazy. He was like, I got a little test result from you. And I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, you took a COVID test. I'm like, uh-huh. And he was like, you're COVID negative. I was like, guys, I collapsed into happiness because it's like, you know, I just could not be completely sure that I didn't pass this, you know, I didn't get this virus. And man, it was just such a relief, guys, such a relief. So I was scared, ladies and gentlemen, and I was angry with myself. I know it wasn't my fault, but I felt like I let down my family and friends, and I didn't deal with that well, guys. I really didn't. I found myself wide awake with chest pain and at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I found myself scouring YouTube videos for people who had beat the disease and found out what they did, what they were taking, what they were eating. I wanted to know because I kind of shifted into, okay, if I have this thing, then we're going to fight this thing. You know, it was a weird sense for me, like, okay, if I got it, let's fix it. You know, I don't want to die. I don't want to be one of those people. So, you know, let's get this going. And look, guys, my disabilities with asthma and lupus don't give me the best chances of survival. I'm on immunosuppressants for my autoimmune disease. So that does not bode well for, you know, survival with this thing. And I also felt a raging anger at people who fought back at these simple little things. I mean, remember back in March and April when we were all ready to fight our own grandmothers over the last roll of toilet paper? How we felt sadness at little old ladies who went to the store too late just to find out there was nothing left on the shelves. Remember those days when you sat at home and watched every documentary about penguins on Netflix that you could find because that you had watched everything? Which, you know, one documentary about penguins is more than enough. Yeah, I think you got the point. Those days, okay? We were dreaming of going outside and going to shopping malls and getting our hair colored. And we watched idiots scream at nurses from cars while they endangered themselves and the nurses while complaining that they needed highlights. I mean, oppression, am I right, guys? Yeah. But this is literally the smallest thing you could do to save your own life. Like, literally the least thing you can do. And some of you refuse to even do that. You're too entitled to believe that businesses should stay open and not mandate you to do something to protect their employees. Those people who come in to make sure you got your latte. I mean, some of you got some real nerve. Okay? So this is literally the least you can do.
Y'all, Karen is showing out in Trader Joe's. She does not have on a mask, and somebody said, "F you, leave," and she is having it out. Trader Joe's. This is day one. This is opening day of Trader Joe's in North Hollywood. This is Karen.
Wear a mask, people. Put those stupid disability cards you made at Staples away with those real logos of the ADA and HIPAA and all of that ridiculous stuff. Hey, guess what? Disability law doesn't protect you if you don't have an actual disability. You know, people who have real respiratory disease? Yeah, me. Most of us wear masks because we know what it's like to wake up and not be able to breathe in the middle of the night. In May of 2012, I nearly suffocated to death, okay? Let me tell you, it is not a pretty way to die. You are literally struggling for every breath you can get until you piss yourself and go unconscious. I was on my way to my creator, and I wanted to trade places with anyone I could at that moment. It is a terrible way to die. I know, I have severe asthma. I went through it. My CO2 levels were off the charts. My body was shutting down, and I had to put my life in the hands of strangers and hope they knew what they were doing and they could bring me back. You can go to my YouTube channel and look for this episode back in 2012. It's called Time Waits for No One as Sonya D or the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Please subscribe. But this is a real thing that I went through, okay? I was intubated. I went through this. So when I hear stories of people suffocating to death while on ventilators turned up to the max, my heart literally goes out to these people. You can't be doing this. I mean, I hope I'm preaching to the choir here because You can't talk about your rights when you're dead. Dead people have no rights. They're dead. So wearing a stupid face covering to protect yourself and other people is literally the least thing we can all do, especially if you want to keep business open. If you are so concerned about the economy, this is what's keeping them open. That's what you're all complaining about, right? Now, some of these businesses are facing literal ruin because they had to close the last time. And now some of them are facing that again. California is shutting down again. And a lot of these businesses cannot take two shutdowns. Had we waited, okay, not been so quick to go the economy, you can't have a booming economy with dead people. It just doesn't work. Okay, some of these people are going to have to close their businesses forever. A big dance company here in Chicago closed, Hubbard Street Dance. Gone forever because they literally could no longer sustain it. It is gone. What do you think that's going to do to the economy? This is a nightmare for all of us. And if you own a business, if you're sick, if you lost a loved one, or you're rooting for a loved one in the hospital right now, my heart goes out to you all. I actually wanted this podcast to be more so about police brutality, but there's been so much going on, guys. I really wanted to speak to you guys from the heart today. I wanted to talk to you to let you know what's been going on here. Our podcast is starting to skyrocket in popularity, and I appreciate each and every one of you that tune in to listen to my angry rants from my wheelchair, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. You know, I was just looking at stories, and please, guys, we could get through this. You know, if you have that one relative that wants freedom because America, encourage them to put on the face mask as much as you can. Do what you have to do. Shame them. Beg them. Give them a gift basket, something. Get these people to put on a mask. I was just reading the Facebook postings of a man who claimed he wasn't going to wear a mask because no one was going to turn him into a sheep. The next post, other than his anti-black post about, you know, black people and other people of color, his next post was that he was infected with coronavirus. But he was one of those people who, checked in. Do the check-in function on Facebook where they let everyone know where they are at all times. So we were given a literal roadmap of where he was going during this time when he was infected and not wearing a mask. So imagine all those people while I'm not wearing a mask. I'm a free man. And all of those people that he could have possibly infected. And then his next post was him actually wishing that he could feel normal again. That COVID was starting to take something from him and he just wanted to go back to shaming black people on the internet. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that, but he just wanted to get back to some normalcy, and COVID-19 was not a normal virus. Despite his anti-black and anti-people of color postings, that I really don't want to get into too much, but you know, my heart still went out to someone like that, even though he wrote terrible things about people who look like me. Okay, but then his next post was that he couldn't breathe and that he was, you know, worried. Well, what angered me was that his friends were saying things like, "Hang in there, bud, you know, you can do this." Well, someone should have told him to get his behind to a hospital right away if they were true friends. You know, I don't want to go there, but they didn't. And he waited 2 more days, and that was 2 more days he probably didn't have. His very last post was, "You judgmental mofos are going to see me in heaven," or something to that effect. Then it was posted by his family that he had passed away just 2 days later after that. He was a rebel to the end at 35. He could have lived to be as hateful as he wanted to be. He could have lived to post all these hateful things, and everyone was saying he was such a great guy and he fought for my freedom because he was in the military. Well, hey, if he could take a bullet for me as an American, okay, He could take a bullet. He couldn't wear a mask. You know, this is the insanity. This is the insanity of this. He took a bullet. He would take shrapnel and road explosions and all of these things for his country. But he couldn't put on a face mask. This is where we are. Ignorance. It is the bigger killer than COVID-19. It was kills worse than HIV, Ebola virus, Ahanta, anything. Ignorance is the biggest killer, and it will be the hardest disease to cure. Let's not do this. Pass the word, put on the damn mask. Save someone's life. Save your own life. Wash your hands. Socially distance. Stay home. Do what you need to do so we all can get back to normal, because I don't think I can stand another documentary about penguins, okay? One was enough. And with that, I'm your host, the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Please, 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 we are growing so fast, and I'm going to need you guys to follow us on Twitter right now. Stay tuned to our Facebook. I'm at Chronically The on Twitter. And just look for the Mad Chronically Ill Girl on Facebook. Do it now. Do it now. I know you're on Twitter. I know you're on Facebook. I know you're on social media. You're doing something. If you're on the toilet listening to me talk, you're doing something. So click on it. Follow us. Follow us. Follow us. We are. I'm trying to post as much as I can. I really am. Please don't give up on me, because you know it's hard out here for a crip. And I'm just trying to stay healthy like the rest of you. We will get into the topic of police brutality. I still have another unaired episode about guide dogs with an interview that I wanted to throw out there for you guys, so stay tuned. We're going to have a t-shirt giveaway and tote bags and all of those great things. I look forward to all the wonderful things this podcast and show has coming. Thank you guys for sticking with me. Thank you for listening to me. Guys, stay safe, stay indoors, stay wearing a mask, and stay the hell away from penguins. Goodbye.